Welcome to the Bible Answer Man, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is the president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Today, Hank's special guest, Dr. Vishal Mangawati, states, why do new presidents take the oath of office by placing a hand on the Bible? Because the Bible is the soul of Western civilization. Yet for many people today, the Bible represents bigotry and backwardness, while the election of Barack Obama represents change and progress. Some feel that Obama's first change as president should be to leave the Bible out of the inauguration ceremony, and many believe it has no place in public policy. Obama chose to place his hand on Lincoln's Bible. Dr. Mangawati says that is the right thing to do because Obama owes his election to the Bible. Order Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD and understand more fascinating but foundational insights into our now crumbling culture. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to www.equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, my pleasure to host Dr. Vishal Mangawati right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And before we talk directly to him, once again, I want to urge everyone listening to my voice at this very moment to order the 11 CD set, Must the Sun Set on the West? An Indian philosopher explores the soul of Western civilization. This is not sensationalism. It's not sloppy journalism. It's not sophistry. It's not script torture. This is that which corresponds to reality. In other words, this is a lecture series based on truth. There's not a single person listening to my voice right now that shouldn't listen to this 11 set series at least three times. You need to digest the information, because if you are to be salt and light in a world that has lost its saltiness, if you are to be a light on a hill, you need to be informed. There are a cacophony of voices out there that are giving you information you can't trust. And that's one of the goals at the Christian Research Institute. It is to vet what you hear or what you read on the web such that you can develop your discernment skills, discerning between heat and light and wheat and chaff. Again, the series is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And when you order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Vishal, good to have you with us again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's so kind of you.
Well, I am absolutely taken, as you can tell by this series. And one of the things that I want to talk about, Vishal, for just a moment, and you certainly do this eloquently in the series, is the evolutionary dilemma. Because today it is politically correct to talk about equality. So it is correct for me to say black, white, equal. But if you look at the evolutionary paradigm, it's not about equality. It's about inequality at its very root. It's about survival of the fittest in the struggle for existence. And for the fit to survive, it is important that the unfit die, because if the unfit survive indefinitely, they're going to infect the fit with their less fit genes, and evolution isn't going to be possible. So we live in a state, I would think, Vishal, of cognitive dissonance.
Yes, and this tension is obviously going to grow as lifespan is extended. Biblically, there is no reason why human beings cannot live for 120 years. But if you retire at 65 and continue to live at 120, then pretty soon your right to die will have to become your duty to die. And euthanasia will be championed far more vigorously than abortion in America. So you're absolutely right. The theory of evolution is a theory to explain basis of evolution, you cannot build a case for human equality because human equality is not self-evident. The preamble to the American Constitution was right only because the worldview of the framers, even if people like Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Paine, even if they personally didn't believe the Bible, their worldview was shaped by the Bible so profoundly that human beings appeared equal to them. The reality is that inequality is self-evident. I mean, you just have to look at Sarah Palin. She's never treated as equal, or President Obama or Hillary Clinton. Equality is not self-evident, even in America. It has never been self-evident in India. And that's why the philosophical question that India discussed was, why are people born unequal? And our philosophers proposed that we are born unequal because of our karma in previous lives. If you have good karma, you are born in a higher caste. Or as a male, if you are poor karma, you are born into lower caste. So equality has never been self-evident. It's not an observable truth. It's a theological truth that must transform society, a truth that has been transforming American society. But it's a truth that is built on biblical worldview, that God created all men, male and female, in his image, that all men are descended by one set of parents. We haven't evolved from different sets of monkeys, so some more evolved or some less evolved, and that all have sinned. That's the doctrine of sin is doctrine of equality. For God so loved the world that God loves everyone equally and that Jesus gave his life for everyone. Everyone's life equals the blood of Son of God. That is the biblical worldview that explains equality. And in history, it was Martin Luther who discovered the doctrine of equality when he discovered the priesthood of all believers. And since his time, this theological truth began to transform society, and it blossomed the best in America. But as America rejects the Bible and the biblical worldview, it cannot sustain its faith in equality.
Talk for a moment about the irony of modern society, which looks at the Christian faith as irrational. Something that is blind faith rather than faith in evidence, when reality is that it is the rationality of Christianity that provided the innovation, the inventions, indeed the very universities out of which science sprang. So today, while we depreciate Christian ethic and the Bible, in reality, it was the Bible that gave us a rational God who orders the world according to reasonable, rational, knowable principles. So it is the Bible, which is the DNA of Western civilization, that gave birth to a great civilization that has produced wealth and equality and innovation. It is the Bible that is the backbone, and it is the Bible that today is being rejected as backward and obscurantist.
Well, that is tragic indeed, and that is one reason why I fear that the sun could set on the West. In that 11-part lecture series, I have one lecture entitled From Da Vinci to Dan Brown. And it discusses Da Vinci was the Renaissance man, a man of reason. Dan Brown has turned him into a proponent of mysticism, sexual mysticism. And the West is going through this decline from reason to mysticism, and the novel, The Da Vinci Code, is a very good example of it, that you find enlightenment when you either have sexual intercourse or you bow your knees before the tomb and bones of Mary Magdalene. It's not in a rational inquiry. But the reality is that the Greeks, 600 years before Christ, did begin to use reason to study nature, think about philosophy. So they cultivated logic. Now, Greek religions were not rational, but Greek philosophy and was attempting to be logical. But then they didn't know where logos, or logic, or word, reason, actually dwells. And they knew that if a lawyer can argue a case, and another lawyer can build equally brilliant case on the opposite side. So logic can be used to defend or oppose a proposition. Therefore, logic cannot lead us to truth by itself. So Greek skepticism developed, and initially skepticism is rational in the sense that it assumes that if we use our reason very carefully, rigorously, we can arrive at truth. But once Alexander the Great went to India, and he took some philosophers with him, such as Pyrrho the skeptic, and he encountered some naked Buddhist ascetics in India, his relative skepticism turned into absolute skepticism, that the human reason cannot know truth. It's not an instrument of knowing truth, because the Buddha had assumed that if there is no God, then there is no logos or logic in the universe. Ignorance is the ultimate reality. Everything has devolved from ignorance, including human mind. So the human mind is a product of ignorance, and therefore the mind cannot be an instrument of knowing truth. At best, the mind is an instrument of manipulating environment. It's not an instrument of knowing truth. So by the time of St. Augustine, 4th, 5th century after Christ, the West had become mystic, Gnostic. It had rejected the Greek tradition of reason. It was Augustine after, as a philosopher, as a teacher of Greek philosophy, once he was started reading the Bible and became a Christian, and he realized that, in fact, human mind has validity because the human mind is made in God's image. Therefore, human mind can know the truth because God has spoken to us. And the mind is finite. It cannot know everything, but it can know the truth because revelation is real and human mind and logic is real. So Augustine then wrote the curriculum of European education, and for 1,000 years, it was Augustinian monasteries that were cultivating Western rationality, and West became uniquely rational, different than what was happening in Buddhist monasteries or Hindu ashrams or other places, and West began to produce capitalism and legal systems and medical systems and modern science and technology, etc., and gave birth to the university movement. So, as you mentioned, universities such as Oxford, Cambridge, these were really Augustinian monasteries which grew into universities. So, university movement is a peculiar product of Western civilization and was taken out to around the world by the missionary movement in the 19th, 20th centuries. But now, as the postmodern West has rejected this biblical worldview that God is logos and human beings are made in God's image and therefore human reason has validity, the West has rejected rationality. And the universities, there is no professor anywhere in Western university now who believes that the human mind can know the truth by its own logic. So West has become cynical and pessimistic, and universities are destroying the great tradition of reason.
We're talking to Vishal Mangalwadi about what gave rise to Western civilization and, vicariously, what can cause the fall of Western civilization. We'll continue the discussion on the other side of the break. In the meantime, burn up the phone lines, order the series Must the Sun Set on the West, 888-7000 CRI, or just look it on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Back in just a moment with more of Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi.
Men like Dallas Willard, professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California, and Prison Fellowship founder Chuck Colson have become deeply impressed with Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Mr. Colson writes, "Very few thinkers in the world today understand as clearly as Vishal Mangalwadi the impact of the Bible on Western civilization. Born and educated in India, he sees the West as others see us, which breaks the myopic view that so many politically sensitive Westerners have today. Order these thought-provoking and winsome lectures, Must the Sun Set on the West, delivered at the University of Minnesota when you call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI or go online to www.equip.org. Now, there are more ways than ever to support the ministries of the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast. The Bible Answer Man support team has been updated and expanded, as well as the CRI Fellowship Programs and the CRI President's Council. These are all strategic ways you can contribute to the ongoing physical health of our ministry as we help you help us. CRI values your partnership through regular prayers and financial giving. For more details about how you can partner with us to keep truth alive, go to the World Wide Web at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back after this.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the idea of romantic love and ponders its role as the basis for marriage. When Mormon prophet Joseph Smith announced his discovery of the Book of Abraham in 1835, it was heralded as the most important find in biblical studies, older than the Old Testament, and provided the scriptural foundation for the Mormon doctrine of God. Find out why these claims are false. Our Effective Evangelism article provides 10 power-packed arguments for atheists to know that the universe is haunted. Practical Hermeneutics unpacks the question, how was Jesus made sin? And as always, don't miss the popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
If you appreciate the information you get from the daily broadcast of The Bible Answer Man, our website, equip.org, or our flagship publication, Christian Research Journal, please let us know. We're always encouraged by what God is doing through this ministry.
My name is Matthew. I listen online. I've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for about 6 months now, and Bible Answer Man broadcast has helped me in many ways. One of the most significant ways is it's helped me in understanding the deviations of Mormonism from Orthodox Christianity. And one of the things that it's helped me is it's really equipped me to conduct conversations. So I thank you for your broadcast, and keep up the good work.
If you can make a special gift, you enter into partnership with us as we equip people from around the United States and the world to defend and declare the good news of Jesus Christ. Our outreach on this radio station is made possible through the financial donations and prayerful support of listeners like you. So as you feel led, we would love to have you help us and join the work God is doing through the ministry of CRI. To get in touch with the Christian Research Institute, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. We're also online at www.equip.org. One of Dr. Mangalwadi's esteemed colleagues from the Union Bank of Switzerland writes, "We should not be surprised that India is now producing its own spokesman on the order of Tocqueville and Solzhenitsyn and Augustine. In the United States, educators and leaders like Dallas Willard and Chuck Colson laud high praise as well. Order Must the Sun Set on the West, an audio CD, and understand more fascinating but foundational insights by Vishal Mangalwadi into our now crumbling culture and how we can strategically make a difference. To order, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to www.equip.org. And now with his guest, Vishal Mangalwadi, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
In my book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, I tell the story, or I recall the story, of a young boy named David who was busily engaged in building the castle of his dreams. It wasn't going to be an ordinary castle. It was going to be the most magnificent sandcastle ever built. He labored long and hard. He worked from the early hours of the morning through the heat of the noonday sun, and gradually the castle took shape. He crafted magnificent moats to protect the castle from invaders, huge fortresses with flying buttresses, tall stately towers, complete with brightly colored flags that fluttered softly in the gentle ocean breeze. And he was so engrossed in his labor that he failed to notice that the sun was slowly sinking. He was oblivious to dark clouds that had begun forming on the horizon, and blinded to the tide, moving inexorably closer and closer. And then finally the inevitable occurred. In the growing crescendo of waves there came that mighty torrent of water that crashed his carefully crafted moat and flattened the castle of his dreams. He stood there, sand and water dripping from his fingers, looking down in utter disbelief as his magnificent sandcastle disappeared into the sand around it. The towers had crumbled, the moat had been overwhelmed, and the flags lay muddied in the sand. A sad story, but not nearly as sad as what we're talking about today with the series Must the Sun Set on the West, because we too are busily engaged in building the sandcastles of our dreams, unaware that the sun is sinking on the west. Must the sun set on the west? Well, that question answered in 11 CDs, or one MP3, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and I urge you not only to order it, but to use it faithfully until you've digested the material within it. It will be life transformational. Order at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We're talking now to Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi, and he joins us from Southern California. One of the lectures, Disc 8, is titled From Paul to Paris Hilton, an alliteration, I'm sure, and the subtitle, Can a Defeated Messiah Save Hollywood Heroes? And Vishal, what you point out in this lecture series, and particularly that lecture, is that inner spiritual substance has been replaced with superficial external makeup. And therefore, we laud a Paris Hilton instead of lauding the people that are making a difference for all the right reasons. And I love your illustration because I identify with it, because I revere and love my wife, the mother of my 12 children. In this lecture, hear you saying the same thing about your wife and using your wife to contrast inner spiritual substance with the illusion of rouge and makeup.
That's correct. And you're right that Paul to Paris Hilton is alliteration. I was next door to St. Paul's, Minneapolis, when I was giving that lecture, Paris Hilton was very much in the news, but recently, obviously, it has been Michael Jackson, and he illustrates the same point. Brilliant skills, talent, training, hard work, and I'm sure in many ways a wonderful person. But here you have a whole culture which is turning away from what God said to Samuel, that God does not look at outside. God looks at the heart. And David is a man after God's own heart. Saul, the king, was great. He was handsome. He was tall. He was a great warrior, a great leader. He rescued Israel, and therefore the elders invited him to be a king. But God rejected Saul. And Samuel said that because you have rejected the word of God, God has rejected you as the king. And then the Spirit of God departed from Saul, and an evil spirit began to torment him. And Israel became the kingdom of Satan, where Israel's whole army was mobilized against its own people, against the king's own son-in-law, David. So when we begin to celebrate the external skills and ability and talents of people and say that character doesn't matter, insight doesn't matter, we have, America indeed has turned away from its soul, because earlier people who were honored in America, and in some ways, even today in popular culture, the people who are honored are people with character. But that is so rapidly declining, and that's a symptom of the sun setting, where, Time magazine just now published the article about the marital fidelity and unfaithfulness in marriage. The writer of the article itself is pro-marriage and feels that we should preserve the traditional marriage and faithfulness in marriage. But the editor of Time magazine, I heard on a TV show, says that I don't really believe that for a politician it's important to be faithful in his marriage. What matters is that he's good in his work. So here you have cultural elite that are deliberately rejecting the heart, the inside, the things that matter, and that shape heroism. So indeed, yes, in that lecture I do tell a story of my wife, that how her heroism was far more important than Paris Hilton's heroism.
And you tell the story, I think, in a passionate way, and really in a way that I find profound, because your wife cares deeply for the poor, and that's why she spends her time among them, whereas Paris Hilton needs the poor in order to restore her image.
Exactly, yes. Although there are some stars in Hollywood who do seem to care for the poor, but there is also a whole class of philanthropic advisors in Hollywood who are really glorified money launderers who help the stars use their money, launder their money, evade taxes in the name of serving the poor.
One of the things that I want to touch on in the next few moments, Vishal, is the notion that the Bible is indeed the DNA of Western civilization. We say that the Bible is the infallible repository for redemptive revelation. We say God has spoken, but the attendant question is, what has God said? So while we as Christians laud the Scriptures, it is equally important that we learn how to read the Bible for all it's worth, because otherwise the world is going to rightly write us off as fundamentalists that have lost our brains in the narthex of a church and can't apply biblical values to a postmodern world.
That is true. And this whole area of heroism is so important to recover, the heroism of the cross. Jesus was born at the time of Augustus Caesar in a Greco-Roman culture which worshipped power. And Jesus died as a powerless Messiah, crucified, humiliated. But something amazing happened, that this weak, powerless, crucified Messiah began to be worshipped as the Almighty God. And his cross transformed the heroism of the West, of Europe, from the classical heroism, into where service became heroic. The people who would sacrifice themselves, not kill others, not trample over others, but sacrifice themselves to give life to others. And I point out how people like John Milton in Paradise Lost, etc., began to apply the biblical understanding of heroism and to point out that the heroism of Europe, of Greco-Roman culture, was in fact diabolical, Luciferian heroism, where Lucifer says it's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. And so we want to rule. And this is Nietzsche's postmodern quest to power, will to power, that we don't want to serve, we don't want to empty ourselves, we want to be served, we want to be powerful and rule over others. And this is part of the whole climate, intellectual, moral climate, which would turn the West into fascism, where right now you have President of America, the most powerful man in the world. He has all the power to do good, no power to do evil. Even if he lies about his private sex life, he can be impeached because he has no power to do evil. This was a great system, because it was built on a biblical understanding of what constitutes greatness and heroism.
We're just turning the corner, so much more that could be said coming up to a station break. But if you want to understand what's going in postmodern America, postmodern Christianity, a must is Must the Sun, set on the West. It's available. You can see it on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Right back with more of Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi.
To order Must the Sun, Set on the West in audio CD or MP3, call 888-7000-CRI right now, or go online at www.equip.org. Did you know that you can hear the Bible Answer Man daily or the best of the Bible Answer Man every weekend through our website at www.equip.org 24 hours a day? Further, you can also listen to past shows which are archived for your easy access. That's www.equip.org. Hank returns with more of the broadcast right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order the compelling The Case for Faith DVD from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. It's the 21st century and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition.
Biblical spirituality of the Bible is, in fact, the only force known to history which has substantially freed whole nations from corruption and given freedom to individuals.
People who haven't lived outside the West find it difficult to appreciate that we do not have to bribe our civil servants, politicians, police, and courts to get services or justice. An employee takes for granted that he is entitled to a promotion in his career based on his experience, loyalty, merit, and hard work, without having to appease his boss by offering his wife. Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi understands that a corruption-free society is not an entitlement. More than once, he went to jail for opposing corrupt officers and politicians that governed his native India. In his lecture, From the Great Awakening to a New Age, Beyond Good and Evil, Dr. Mangalwadi explains how morality was written into the DNA of the West. Order all of the stimulating lectures from Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274. Or go online to www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
And very pleased to be hosting Vishal Mangalwadi and talking about his series. It's available on CD as well as MP3. You can order online at www.equip.org via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or through our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Vishal, your culture in many ways has shaped you. You grew up in a culture in India where women had value only in their association with men, and therefore, when a man died, you could take the widow and have a widow burning and burn the widow on a funeral pyre. This seems absolutely incredible to us, but when you lose the root of equality, which is based on the DNA of Scripture, you lose the moral compass, don't you?
That's true, yes. It is the whole notion of human dignity, including women as human beings made in God's image, is the most important secret of Western civilization. And I personally became involved in fighting against the revival of widow burning in India. And it was only when the gospel came to India 200 years ago with William Carey that this tradition began to receive serious challenge. But it was the attempts were made in 1980s to revive it, and I had to stand up against it and lead a campaign, a national campaign against it. So that is very true, that our culture was not built on the idea of human beings as possessing a unique dignity different from all other animals. The tragedy is that now the West is turning human beings into animals, dispensable. So men would use women and dispense them, would not feel a need to commit to them, to respect, to take care of them.
Let's speak for just a moment about why science grew up in the West. You can have alchemy in China, but chemistry wasn't going to develop in China. The same thing with astrology versus astronomy. The unique perspective in the West built on the rationality of a God who orders the world according to rational principles is far different from a culture in which the planets are governed by the moods of the gods. And so we have a unique civilization built on a particular worldview that allows for the kind of freedom and invention and innovation and science, and we are now in the process of short-circuiting the process.
That is indeed a huge tragedy, and my lecture, From Science to Sorcery, discusses that. The philosophy of science began in Oxford and Paris in 14th centuries. The scientific revolution got going only in the 16th and 17th century after the Reformation. And the amazing fact, which in fact some New Age writers understand better than the standard universities understand, that modern science was not born in Europe because Europeans were reading Aristotle. The Muslim civilization had Aristotle. They had been reading Aristotle. They had been teaching Aristotle. And in fact, some of the works of Aristotle came into Europe via their Arabic to Latin translation. But modern science was born because the Bible enabled thinkers such as William of Ockham and Jean Buridan in Paris to critique Aristotle and to put observation above logic, above pure rationalism, that because God is free, we cannot deduce what he has done through, he's not bound by logic, through logical principles. We have to go out and observe. But one of the most interesting books is by Peter Harrison. He is a secular sociologist in Australia in Bond University. He wrote a book called The Bible, Protestant Reformation, and the Rise of Natural Science. And his argument is that the sociological milieu, the intellectual milieu in which the science was born, was the way Protestant reformers began to read the Bible, when that hermeneutics, that method of reading the Bible, was applied to the natural world, that God has written two books, the book of his words and the book of his works. The way we read the Bible, the same objective, inductive method should be applied to the observing the natural world, and our logic should be subjected to what is out there. Then this modern science was born. So for the last 100 years, during the most of the 20th century, Western universities have lied about how and why modern science was born. It is a peculiarly biblical way of looking at nature. This, I actually first discovered this in reading Marilyn Ferguson's Aquarian Conspiracy and Fritz of Capra's Tao of Physics. It was these New Age authors who began to blame Christianity for the rise of science. Until then, I had been taught that Christianity was anti-science. But when I began to examine their accusations, and particularly the historical charge that Christianity produced the modern science, and began to investigate, then I realized that, yes, they were right. My secular professors were wrong. But the other side, of course, is that now, as the Bible is being rejected, sorcery, witchcraft, occult, magic, these phenomena are growing in the West. And just the popularity of Harry Potter is only one indication. In fact, more than one lecture, in several lectures, I've discussed this.
And again, we're talking to Vishal Mangalwadi about the rise and fall of Western civilization, which is built on the back of Western Christianity, and more particularly on the DNA of the Bible. Mangalwadi is asking a very provocative question in this series: must the sun set on the West? And indeed, it must not set on the West, but if it doesn't set on the West, it will only be because Christians become informed and understand why it is that we have the civilization that we have. And if you break the foundation of the civilization, or you try to build a civilization on sandy soil, the rain will come down, the streams will rise, the winds will beat and blow upon that house of civilization, and it will fall. In order to be informed, we are urging you to get the series Must the Sun Set on the West, as Indian philosopher and Christian thinker Vishal Mangalwadi explores the soul of Western civilization. Again, it is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org through our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Vishal, thank you so much for what you have written, what you have spoken about, and for giving us a glimpse once again into the DNA of Western civilization, which is singularly the Word of God.
Well, thank you for your passion, and I'm sure you will inspire many people in America to struggle to make sure that once again the Lamb of God becomes the light of America and light to the nations.
Vishal, thank you so much. I appreciate your work. And again, we will try to get it into the hands of as many people as humanly possible so that they might learn what is going on in our culture and therefore not be merely a microcosm of that culture, but a change agent in the culture. God bless you.
Thank you.
Again, we're talking to Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. The series, Must the Sun Set on the West? It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can hear my passion. I have seldom got more passionate about a product in my 20 years as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is available again through the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Via the World Wide Web at equip.org, and when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Just a word as we close about the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. This is a ministry that needs your support at this particular time in history. We want to continue communicating, not sensationalism, not sophistry, not script torture, not sloppy journalism, but scriptural fidelity and truth, that which corresponds to reality based on a Christian worldview. And in part, we need you to stand with us, not only prayerfully, but financially, to make all of that happen. Again, be generous as you give your resources to a ministry touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
We'd like to thank Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi for joining us for two stimulating days of discussion. Dr. Mangalwadi concludes his series with a final message from monasteries to the Twin Towers, the crumbling spirituality of capitalism. Most people assume that business and management are secular activities, but on the basis of his firsthand experience, Dr. Mangalwadi explains how religion prevented his native India from developing industrial capitalism and professional management. His grassroots involvement with the poor led him to look for the spirituality of economic development, which in turn made him explore the religiosity that enabled medieval European monasteries to become complex industrial and commercial houses requiring professional managers. He also discusses why the loss of biblical spirituality is now fueling global hatred for the American economy. The hatred that was expressed in the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. To order Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD or MP3, call 888-7000-CRI right now, or go online at www.equip.org. That's E-Q-U-I-P. To successfully defend the historic faith and be equipped as a light in this too often dark world, you need CRI's award-winning publication, Christian Research Journal, which probes today's religious movements, promotes doctrinal discernment and critical thinking, and provides reason for Christian faith and ethics. Subscribe online on our safe and secure website at www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute, and we're on the air because truth matters.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.